Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
And it's good build-up here, and it's a goal! What a goal! Big fucking goal! Goal, goal, goal. Bollocks, bollocks, bollocks. How was that? Yeah. Well, I think make me quieter and we'll try again, John. Great, splendid, thanks. Testing, testing. Goal! Giant goal! Goal the size of Spain. You getting it? 1-2, 1-2. Bollocks, bollocks. Big goal. In the net. Yeah. Yeah, maybe just a touch. Okay, great. Thanks, John. Could I get my voice a bit quieter in my ear, actually, please, John, before you go? Thanks. Thanks very much. Thank you.
Not a problem, Peter.
Fuck me. It's fucking freezing up here.
Up here in Scotland or up here in the gantry?
Both, mate. How are you doing, Peter?
Good, Billy. Good. Take a seat. We've just done a mic check. They're all happy down there before we go on air.
Yeah, great. Fuck me. I can't feel my face.
Yes, yes. Very chilly. Very chilly indeed. Chilly, chilly. Ben Chilwell. I it's funny. I read your column in The Express, Billy.
Oh, yeah. Do you like it?
I thought it was a bit provocative.
Provocative?
Yeah, I mean the headline alone, when you look at the headline.
I don't like the headlines, Peter.
I know. I've got it here, actually.
What did they put as a headline?
Eric the Dead. Eric Van Schmidt should be shot for crimes against football.
Oh, look, the crosshair.
Yeah. Yeah, they've put the crosshair on his face, and then the little coffin there at the bottom. You see that?
Hey, they know how to sell papers, don't they? I don't.
Yeah, well, I get some of your points, but I don't actually agree with the article.
You don't agree with it?
No, actually, I think Eric actually plays good football, and the team are, in the best way they can, finding their way.
Peter, they just got beaten 3-0 by Leicester.
Yeah, Leicester an excellent side, Billy. I don't think that needs to be...
Yeah, that's my point.
What?
Why Leicester and not Ashwood? Right, similar-sized clubs, same financial backing.
It's not even halfway through the season, is my point.
They're in the bottom three, mate.
They've qualified for the next round of the Europa League.
They got lucky in Rome, Jesus.
Well, look, I disagree. Hey, let's agree to disagree.
Fine, whatever. I picked up the team sheets. Have a look.
Oh, it's not going to be a load of kids again like last time. I've got the squad numbers down here.
Nah, looks to be the same old shite.
Oh, yeah, it's probably a 4-3-3. He'll sit a bit deeper.
There's a new bloke on the bench.
William Van Ginkel. Any relation?
To
Marco Van Ginkel.
I have no idea, Peter.
Billy, look, I wasn't having a go.
No, it's fine, mate. Okay? It's fine. I tell you what, you write your column and then I'll pick it apart, eh? How about that?
I knew you were bothered by it.
I'm not bothered by it. I just think you're being a dick about it.
Being a dick?
Yeah, a dick.
How is it being a dick to just have reservations about you insisting on the execution of somebody in the sport?
I don't write the fucking headlines, Peter.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Dick.
The only dick up here is you, Billy Richards.
No, the only dick up here is you, because mine is fucking shriveled up in this fucking freezing
gantry. Oh, how lovely. What a charming image. Peter, Billy, oh, shit. Oh,
fucking hell, jeez.
Welcome to the big one. It's Rangers v Ashwood City in the Europa League. I've got my good pal Billy Richards alongside me. How you doing, Billy?
And it's great to be here alongside you. I'm looking forward to this one.
Billy, these two sides have got their own things to concentrate on. Ashwood City are already through. Rangers looking...
Go! Golazo!
It's Thursday evening and another Europa League night for Ashwood City. The team have arrived in Glasgow ahead of their fixture against Rangers. The latest addition to the matchday squad is summer signing William Van Ginkel. With a few moments before kickoff, Ashwood City's social media manager Natasha Harley is capturing his pre-match warm-up for the club's online followers.
Don't go close. I have pus spots.
Don't say pus spots.
I have them, Natasha.
I can't see any pus spots.
It is acne from eating dairy and too much lovemaking.
Right, lovely.
Let me stretch my hamstring.
William, I have to get a photo.
Yes, but you are on wrong side. Sexy side is this way.
Well, turn around then.
No, it has to be natural.
It's November in Glasgow and I've got horny Protestants 10 feet behind me.
Do one where I'm throwing my hair back. Like this.
God, I can smell the tenants. Oh.
Miss Natasha.
What?
Do one with my hair. I'm gonna pull it back, then you take picture.
All right, fine.
Wait, stop, wait.
What now?
Steven Gerrard is on the pitch.
Who?
Change your angle. Get one so Gerrard is in the background.
He's miles away. You'll be out of focus.
Let's go to the other side of the pitch.
William, I have to tweet this in like 6 minutes.
We have time.
No, you have time because you're going to sit on the bench all night. I've got to do this now.
That's not true.
It is true.
It isn't. I could play.
You won't. Now stand still.
I'm warming up. Earth to Natasha.
Stand still.
No.
William, stand fucking still.
Get the picture with Gerrard in the background and I stand still.
Fuck's sake. Jog up this way towards him.
Eric will shout it.
Yeah, so will I.
Wait, let me get a ball and I kick it towards Gerrard on accident, yes? Then I go and get my ball.
Basically gonna boot your ball into his back garden.
What?
Just do it, go.
Broomie, give me the ball.
What?
Pass it here, Skip, me old matey mucker man.
Who the fuck are you?
It's me, it's William.
All right.
William Van Ginkel, I signed in the summer.
Good for you.
From Feyenoord? Undisclosed fee.
Pretty undisclosed, considering I've never heard of you. Here.
Thanks, Kieran. Thanks for the ball, Kieran, man, buddy, friend.
Whatever.
Can you hurry up?
My agent said we have to use the hashtag.
I know.
What is the hashtag?
It's hashtag King William.
I thought it was Prince William.
I don't know, it might be.
But you're doing the fucking post, Natasha.
I will check with Erica before I do it.
You're her manager.
William, will you mind your own fucking business and kick the ball over to Steven Gerrard? I can't feel my hand.
Right, fine. Let me just... I need to make it look accidental.
Do you want me to do it?
You don't even know who he is.
He's that guy there with hair all the same length like an action man.
Okay, yes, that's him, but you can't find him with the pass.
Yes, I can.
You can't. You don't have the vision to find Gerrard.
What vision? He's right there.
Natasha, that is a 30-yard pass. And you have to lay it in front of him so he can run onto it and into the shot.
Oh, Jesus Christ, give me that fucking ball.
No.
Give me it.
Natasha. Okay, so you found Gerrard with the pass. That's good. But when striking the ball, you should really make sure
that you... Now go and fucking get it
now. Okay.
Eric, you've chosen a strong lineup for today's game that doesn't actually mean that much. What's your thinking there?
My thinking in my brain is that we have to keep the momentum.
The momentum?
Yes, this is a word.
Yeah, no, but you lost to Leicester at the weekend 3-0.
The Europa momentum is what I mean in my brain.
Well, Roma won 4-0 last time out.
I come here for questions and instead you tell me things.
Right, so, a strong side. Do you worry about fitness levels?
The players have been in the Middle East oil lands. They are bursting with energy and spunk. Lots and lots of spunk.
Right, okay, three up front tonight.
Yes, three men up the front end of the pitch near the goal.
Looking to take it to the home side.
What? I don't understand.
Are you looking to attack tonight?
Yes, we attack because Mr. Steven Gerrard did not shake my hand last time.
That was obviously documented at the time and he has since apologised about that.
Then he's even more of a coward than I thought. He will never get the chance to shake my beautiful hands.
So you're not going to shake his hand?
Absolutely not.
Right, okay.
Questions. Questions. Give me questions.
How do you lift the players after that home defeat of the weekend?
Lift them? I do not lift them.
But is morale a concern, though?
Morales is a top-quality forward player, so yes, he is a concern, but we have worked on defensive positions.
No. Morale.
Morales.
Morale.
Who is this? Who is morale?
Morale is... It's a type of feeling... Do you know what, Eric? We've actually run out of time, but it was great to speak to you.
I can answer more questions.
No, it's fine. Rangers kick off here, and the game is underway here in Glasgow. A packed house tonight to witness the visit of a quality side who breezed through this group stage.
Well, yeah, Peter, not all easy, mind. Roma gave them a good hiding last time out. Let's see how they get on tonight.
That was squad rotation, as you'll recall, Billy. Very common in the modern game. Speaking of, new kid on the block there, William van Ginkel. He's named on the bench today, along with Kyle Francis-Clark, Chris Well.
Excuse me. This is the Ashwood City bench, yeah? Rangers is over there, bruv.
I play for Ashwood City.
Are you lost or something?
Kyle, I'm William van Ginkel. From Feyenoord?
On loan?
No, undisclosed fee.
This summer?
Yes.
Oh, right. Well, welcome to the club, Water.
It's William. We've trained together since August.
Okay. Budge up.
What?
Budge. Oh,
I'm shat here.
Yeah, and I need you to sit there instead.
You can shit this side.
Nah, I'm sitting on the end, here.
No, this seat is for my ass.
Bruv, I don't even know who you are. You can't just take this seat.
I was here first.
When did you sign?
No, I mean this seat. I was shitting here on my ass first.
Because I signed for this club when I was fucking 9, mate. 9! I was still wet in the bed as an Ashwood player. Now move up.
No.
Fucking goddamn it, man.
I am nearest to Steven Gerrard. You are just jealous.
What? No, I'm not.
You are jealous of my ass.
I'm not fucking jealous of your fucking ass now. Budge the fuck up.
Hey, Carl, sit down. Budge up, William.
You know this prick.
Oh, yeah. That's William van Ginkel. Signed from Feyenoord this summer on an undisclosed fee.
Tell him to move over.
William, move over, buddy. I'm sitting there, right?
No, I am.
The seat is for my ass.
I'm sitting there. It's the nearest to Stevie G.
Fuck, man. I was here early to be near Gerrard.
I don't give a shit.
Right. Fuck this.
What the bloody hell are you doing?
I'm pouring this to wet my ass so you don't want this seat.
Bloody hell. That's perfectly good, Lucas.
Take a seat, Kyle.
Nah, it's all fucking wet.
That's right.
Oh, this is like health and safety hazard, mate. Freezing right now, and it's going to turn into ice. It's all slippery already. Jesus.
Whatever. I keep my seat right near Mr. Gerrard.
Idiot.
Bloody silly behaviour, that, William. Stop staring at him.
I'm not staring.
I just saw you, mate. You are.
I'm watching the match.
I'm watching the match. You're watching Stevie G.
Guys, come on.
God, I can't feel my toes.
Fucking freezing, man.
What is that? What are you doing?
You talking to me?
Yes. What is that?
This?
Yes, this. What is it?
It's my snood.
What did he say?
Snood.
Snood?
Snood.
Snood?
Snoot.
Snoot?
Yeah, snood, mate. Keeps your face and neck warm.
This is a scarf.
It's not, mate. It's a snood.
Scarf.
Snood.
Scarf.
Snood.
Scarf.
Snood.
Scarf, 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 scarf.
All right, that's enough. Oh, I'm lucky here and good effort, buddy. You know, if you spent less time admiring Stevie G, you'd notice that we have our very own Stevie G.
We don't.
Yes, we do.
What are you talking about, Chris?
Goes by the name of Kieran Broom. He's our Stevie G, all right?
Kieran Broom is our Mark Noble.
Nah, he's better than Mark Noble, mate. And he's more attacking-minded, you know?
Mark Noble scores more than Kieran Broom.
Yeah, that's because Mark takes penalties.
Yeah, so he scores more.
You know, I don't like your attitude, William.
That's because he's Dutch.
What is that supposed to mean?
It means the Dutch are weird, mate.
KFC, that is a massive generalisation, and it's not helpful, mate. All right?
Pass the fucking ball, you fucking perverts!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's Amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Kuipers. Spreads it out wide to Marcelo, who's giving it back to Adeyemi. The Nigerian scanning ahead, looking to open up the Rangers midfield yet again. Taps it back to the keeper. It's Riviere. Not really tested tonight. Puts it out to Babic. Dario Babic has found his way into the side ahead of Chris Well, of course, proving to be a real lightning rod down this left-hand side. Babic across to Nipic. Ashwood are just knocking it around here, probably to try and keep warm as they lead 2-0 here in Glasgow. An easy victory for the visitors.
Game's not over yet, Peter.
Well, maybe not technically, but in spirit, I think it's safe to say that Ashwood finished this game off just after half-time. And this is Nipic again.
Well, never say never. I think Ashwood have looked sloppy in places, and ultimately the fans should come away from this feeling like they've scraped by thanks to a poor Rangers side.
Well, I don't know about that, Billy. Ashwood have dominated the ball.
Well, that's the way that Van Schmid likes to play. Hey, and I don't wish to sound old-fashioned, but sometimes football is about getting basics right, and this side are doing that. Certainly not in the Premier League, anyway.
So you see it as... This is Nipic, passes it to Broom. You see it as Van Schmidt's fault.
I mean, look, if he had an English name and didn't seem all continental and expansive, he would have gone a long time ago. He's trying to progress with a problematic style of play that causes error after error.
Right, I didn't get a lot of that, but tonight, though, Billy, or before the international break at Newcastle, they looked actually
well,
quite...
Well, with the greatest respect to Newcastle, that's nothing to write home about, OK? That Leicester game showed just how vulnerable Ashwood can be on counter-attacks.
Yeah, right, OK, but what are you... This is Marcelo with the deep cross. It's gone to nobody and out for a throw. But what are your thoughts on tonight's game, Billy, this competition?
Rangers not good enough, right? And Ashwood City, just about good enough. on the night. So an acceptable performance, Dario Babic takes the throw, despite dominating the game. If I was to grade them,
right, yeah, go on.
I'd give them a C-. Well, obviously, Billy has reservations about Eric Van Schmeet. You can see the big man now there on the touchline, looking to make his final sub, getting his players to be more fluid, more assertive and forward-thinking on the ball. Here is Nipic now, trying to find Amadou. He finds him, and Amadou lays it off to Broom. Broom has had a good game. He's looked sharp, got an assist for that second goal. He's tested the back four.
Here we go.
Final sub. Think it'll be me, mate, you know. Hold on to the lead and all that. No hard feelings. You might get a shot against Carabag, you know.
William, you're up, mate. Go warm up.
Yes. Yes! Fucking bastards, yes!
For God's sake.
How long left?
Like 4 minutes.
That's enough time.
To do what? Knock the ball 6 yards along the halfway line?
Shut up.
Go on, then. No, go. Go on. But I'm taking your seat. See, I bloody told you, didn't I? It's slippery. Jesus, it's a block of ice. Christ.
Chris, stop distracting him. William, come on.
Sorry, Howard. Here, William, let me help you down the steps. It's slippery.
Thanks. Where's my Lucozade? I need a sip.
Can we get a Lucozade for William? Thanks.
Chris, just let me do it.
Just helping out.
Right, William, you want to sit a little deep. Try and spot those
Don't
runners.
Don't bloody spit out the Lucozade, mate. Not in the technical area.
Chris!
I'll head back to my seat then. Good luck, William, kid. Have a good one, mate. Oh. Hi, Park. You all right?
오늘 토요일이죠?
Yeah, sorry, mate. It's just that's my seat. So.
어제 친구 만났어요.
It was William's, but he said I could have it. You know.
거기 그 서류 없어요.
Right. Yeah. Bloody cold, eh?
비옵니다. 요.
Oh, Jesus.
Get in! Great strike, Marco! Absolute beauty! Yes!
Get in! 3-0. Hey, Park?
있는 것 같아요.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I don't mean to be rude, kid, but I'm just gonna go and have a quick word with Howard, alright? Howard?
Chris, what the fuck are you doing, mate?
Nah, I'm just, it's going well, isn't it?
What?
Good game.
Yeah. Now fuck off, back to your seat.
I just got a quick question.
That's great, ask me at full time.
Well, actually, it's a question about full time.
Fuck's sake.
I was just wondering, seeing as Eric isn't going to shake Stevie G's hand, I was thinking...
What? You were thinking
well,
what?
I was thinking maybe I could shake his hand, like, instead.
What?
As like a representative of Ashwood City. Just be like, yeah, cheers, Stevie G. Good game.
No chance.
Well, who's going to bloody shake his hand then?
I am.
You can't shake his hand. You played for Celtic.
So?
Well, you know what it's like.
You're right. I do know what it's like. It's respectful.
Not true, actually. Remember Neil Lennon when he went all evil on Ally McCoy? It's like Bilbo Baggins looking at the ring.
What are you talking about?
You not remember? Like, Neil Lennon is shaking his hand, and then like, all of a sudden it's
No,
just...
I know that.
Ah, right, I get you. Okay, well, it's when Frodo gets the ring out in the Fellowship of the Ring.
Don't sit down!
Oh, Howard, please, mate. You don't even like
Chris,
him.
Chris, I'm going to watch the rest of the game. I'm going to wait until full time. I'm going to shake the hands of our staff and then shake Steven Gerrard's hand. What you choose to do at full time is up to you.
So, are you saying I can?
I'm saying, just try it, mate. Alright?
Alright. You going to drink that Lucozade?
Chris!
Just going to drag it towards the corner flag now. But it's full time. When it was 3-1 in Kent, it's 3-0 in Glasgow. Nothing the host could do to stop Ashwood, who have really shown their class in this competition. Van Schmeet straight down the tunnel as Gerrard approaches the visitors' technical area. Ashwood veteran Chris Well there to shake Steven Gerrard's hand. Oh, and Well has slipped. And Howard Jaggery's through to grasp the hand of the Rangers manager. He'll be grateful that this game is over. Chris Well looks okay there.
That concludes another night of Europa League football. Let's hope.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking, like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.